And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis on the other side producing things for us today. And we've got Pottawatomie County Schools featured in our first half of our show. We've got USD 323 Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. And Tim Winter, USD 320 Wamego Superintendent. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us as well.
You bet. It's wrapping up 2019 here so far. And just say, couple more, I guess maybe less than 2 weeks here left before break.
Yes, our last day for most of our students is next Thursday at the junior senior high. Actually, the last day is next Wednesday, and that's got to do with exit projects that are done out at Rock Creek.
Wow, so you'll be done a week, most of them done a week from today.
Most of the high school and junior high students are done a week from today.
Wow.
That's similar to our schedule. Our students' last day is Thursday, the 19th?
19th.
Thursday the 19th. And high school has finals week next week. They take finals every day. They do have two shortened days on Wednesday and Thursday so that we don't overload any particular day with more than two or three finals. But then our teachers will have a work day on the 20th, and students come back on the 7th, which is a Tuesday. And teachers report back on January 6th. So, everybody is gearing up for Christmas.
Yeah, and it's unusually long break then, because Christmas and New Year's both falling in the middle of the week.
You know, for us, that's kind of been the tradition for, I would say 4, 5, 6 years. Our teachers, our calendar committee, really appreciate and value that two-week Christmas break. And yes, we've been fortunate that also within those 2 weeks you get three weekends. That will become more and more of a challenge in the coming years as Christmas moves back. I know we've started looking at calendars for next year already and thinking about whether we will have to come to school or at least have a work day that week of Christmas.
All right, and same for you?
I know ours is a little bit longer this year also, with Christmas being on the Wednesday in the middle of the week. It changes just a little bit. Ours last year seemed to be very short. I think we only had a 10-day break last year, so this year a little bit longer. We do have our staff coming back January 2nd and 3rd for a work day and for an in-service day, and then our students will come back on the following Monday.
All right. Well, with that, I know there's usually some sort of a sports moratorium. We are in the winter sports season now. How have things gone so far?
You know, basketball and wrestling season for the high school both off to very positive starts out at Rock Creek. We hosted Abilene last night, had a couple of wins there from both the varsity teams, and our boys had a nice win over Clay Center on Friday night. Our girls lost a somewhat close ball game, 29-17, very much a defensive battle last Friday night with Clay Center, also with their home opener.
All right. How about Wamego?
Yes, we are. We have basketball rolling as well and wrestling. Our basketball teams at the varsity level are 1-1. They both, I think we swept every game against Rossville on Friday from freshman on up through varsity. And then just last night we traveled to Sabetha, and our varsity teams both lost really close games. That's my understanding. I did not make the trip to Sabetha, but my understanding, they were really good games. We led at different points of the game, but just couldn't hang on. Another big change for us at the basketball, it would impact wrestling as well. We did remodel our gymnasium, our main gymnasium, over the summer as part of our bond. So we have new bleachers, new drop-down volleyball nets. Mr. Charbonneau, the AD, and Booster Club did some work on designing new banners for sub-state and state accomplishments, and those decorate the walls, and those look fantastic. But with the new bleacher arrangement, our teams are now on the opposite side, and so that mixed up where our fans and where visiting fans sat. And so I know some people walked in and wondered where they should go that night, but it's been it was a good first night, and I think the new arrangement worked well. Our teams now have their own seats instead of having to set in the bleachers along with the fans. Thanks to some donations from from Wamego, the Wamego Boost or Basketball Association, they donated some funds to help purchase the sideline seats, the padded cushion seats for our teams and visiting and home teams. And Wamego Telecommunications, WTC, and Bank of the Flint Hills also sponsored the purchase of a new scoreboard, a new scorer's table that has some graphic designs and so forth on it, and some opportunities for advertisement and other displays. And it's a nice setup. It's much more conducive to a positive fan experience, and gives our teams a little more privacy and separations from the crowds.
Yeah, and I'm sure the kids love playing in the upgraded facilities too.
They do. Yeah, they. It's been a long time coming. Another positive thing about it is we have a wrestling deck up above on one side, and you can now enter that wrestling deck and walk all the way down to the floor and find your seat. So you don't have to go down a bunch of steps to from our upper parking lot areas to get to the gymnasium. You can just walk in from the second floor and find your seat.
Very good. Well, I know that facilities is something that was discussed at the Rock Creek School Board meeting here on Monday, having to do with a new baseball field.
Yes, our board has moved forward to entering into a contracted agreement with the Rock Creek Diamond Club. It is a group of businesses and individuals who are wanting to build a baseball diamond out on the Rock Creek campus just north of our current softball diamond. So all the T's crossed and I's dotted haven't occurred yet. We will probably have a special board meeting Monday evening to get that part done. We've been in works with the attorneys to make sure that that document is drawn up correctly, but looking like it may happen late this spring, if not most likely the following spring, would have a turfed ball diamond at Rock Creek. Using artificial turf is almost mandatory for us due to our water restrictions that we have. And right now we're irrigating football practice fields, an actual football field and a softball diamond. We did not have the water rights usage to irrigate more than that. So they're looking at artificial turf, and it would be a nice facility once it's all done. So it would be a little bit of a process to happen. You know, as we've got lots of projects going at Rock Creek right now, looking to wrap up our bond project, our 5-8 middle school, and our new high school PE gym facility. And that's still online to be done the end of this spring to open for next year. Still in the process. We've been utilizing the new district office, but we're still bringing things down from the old building and getting that going, and then seeing the things the new tech ed building is bringing on. So a lot of changes and a lot of, I guess, construction going on, but it hasn't affected the activity at the school right now.
I'm just curious, where does the baseball team play currently?
Right now we use the City Diamond in Westmoreland.
Okay.
And it's a nice facility. The issue is lost practice time driving up after school, driving back down once practice is over, and then limited availability for our teams to use outside of the season. That's probably the largest thing. Our baseball team can do some camps and minor practices within Cache's regulations, but it all has to occur before 10 a.m. in the morning. After that, then the city of Westmoreland is setting up for their little league games that they use the diamond for. So it's it'll be nice for the kids to have this facility actually on the campus.
Yeah, most definitely. Keep them close and, you know, reduce the time, screen time, I guess it would be here, traveling back and forth.
Yes. And then also regarding facilities, we had a very generous gift given from the George Ebert family to help put softball lights on our softball field on the Rock Creek campus. And we're looking forward to having that project done before softball starts this next spring.
Okay. Well, that's good news to hear.
Because, yeah, that's awesome news.
Yeah. Lighting is important because you never know. Sometimes you run the risk of maybe playing into the dark. So
yes.
Tough there. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Kevin Logan, Tim Winter, here on News Radio KMAN.